The Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, is intensifying its operations to ensure citizens enjoy a safe and peaceful holiday season. Up next, National Security Minister Peter Bunting highlights measures that will be put in place to increase security during the period. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This is a very deliberate strategy. The commissioner has really put on hold any non-essential administrative type activity and aim to put at least 80% of all police personnel on the streets, in the public spaces, in communities doing patrols, on operations targeting violence producers. It's right across Jamaica. There should be a noticeable increase in uniformed personnel on the streets.
Yeah. There have been some new initiatives downtown in terms of the police being more active in cracking down on extortion. Let's talk a little bit about that and the thrust of security in that area.
Well, the most organized criminal groups are driven by commercial motives, mm-hmm. by profit, by making money. And one of the strategies that the police are employing is to choke off the supply of funds. So wherever, for example, criminal groups have commandeered parking lots and then they proceed to operate it as a commercial parking facility, wherever they've commandeered any public space or public facility and using it to turn a profit, using it to extort payment, for example, from public passenger vehicles, mm-hmm. police are really targeting these areas to choke off the fuel, so to speak, for the criminal organizations.
Are you doing that in Spanish Town and other areas?
We're doing that particularly in the commercial districts, the market districts, really in all the major towns across Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Minister, let's talk again about the significant reduction in major crimes. What would be the combination of strategies you would draw attention to, which has brought about this result?
Well, I think there has been a paradigm shift in the style of policing that we have had this year. And it's not accidental, it's very deliberate. We recognize that the so-called hard policing, mm-hmm. Just throwing more mm-hmm. personnel and resources at a problem, was having limited results. And in a sense, you are pursuing a diminishing return. So we felt, stepping back, recognizing that the causes of crime are multiple and the contributors, but also recognizing that the style of policing can have a significant impact on it. We started very deliberately downplaying the paramilitary style of policing, emphasizing human rights, citizens' rights, trying to allow a relationship of trust to develop by having the same policemen in the same communities for longer periods of time, rather than these regular quick rotations or having external policemen coming in from distant, from the mobile reserve or distant stations, policing a community. We also, under our Unite for Change banner, worked hard at forging partnerships between the police, churches, mm-hmm. any citizens groups that are organized in the community, all citizens of goodwill, essentially, mm-hmm. we have invited to become involved. And the communities where this partnership has been successful uh-huh. have seen dramatic improvements. You might recall earlier in the year, you would have seen almost every week we were having peace marches yes, in a number of communities. Yes. We were engaging schools, mm-hmm. we were engaging churches. But as I said, in the communities that really responded, where we had pastors coming forward and accepting the challenge and forging relationships with the police, we have communities that traditionally have been very tough communities, like mm-hmm. those falling within the West Kingston mm-hmm. Division. We had SSP McGregor. He's organizing summer camps for the kids in association with churches. He's organized Christmas treats. Yes. He's getting them off the streets to imposing a homework curfew on them.
Good.
And that is the sort of shift that we're seeing.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.